And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going to talk a little bit about prophylactics just quickly.
Yes.
Prophylactic.
Yeah. Is that just an American term?
No, I think that's the official term.
Really? Okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
But they come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes. And it's good to colours, get measured up.
Flavours. Here's my question. Is it like bra?
Tampons? No.
Bra sizes for women?
No.
No?
No. Do you know what? Because women don't go into bra stores and say, yeah, I'm massive, so give me the biggest bra that you've got. And then they're like, no, I think you'd be better with an AA, you know, and lose their mind over it.
Yeah, true.
No.
The male.
You get fit. You get fitted for them.
So fragile.
Hmm.
But maybe we should be getting fitted for them. Do you know what I mean?
I think that may be creepy if you go into a chemist or a supermarket and be like, g'day, I'll just hope that I could get fitted for these.
Yeah, when you say it like that.
Yeah. I'd probably, you know what, maybe get some friends over.
Trial and error.
And buy a few.
Yeah.
And then, you know. And I don't mean friends that you use them with.
No,
I mean just
like
get them to have a look.
Some mates.
Yeah.
This is like a little muffin top. Anyway.
Yeah, be like
too small.
You might find out that you're putting it on incorrectly too. That needs to be an actual thing.
Well, I mean, isn't that part of, like, don't you learn that in school?
Yeah, you learn that in school, but then everyone's like,
everyone's too busy being silly to pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention.
And then
serious
when it comes
stuff
to crunch time, you're like, God, where does this go? Anyway, God. There are lots of different brands and, as I said, all shapes and sizes and colours and flavours and all of that type of thing. However, there's one that's quite a big brand. It's called Durex.
Yeah.
Of Doms and
Doms. And, I haven't heard that in a while.
And it's come out what the name Durex stands for or what it means.
Do you know some? Is it like a German? Is it like, I assume it's like
Durex.
I assume it's.
As in do it, Durex. No, it's not it.
Duhas.
A lot of people come out and say they thought it was an acronym for during. Durex.
Oh, yeah, during. Is it that? It's not
well,
that.
No, I never even thought of that. I just
thought it was a brand. Like, what about
exactly.
Ansel? Yeah. I mean, does that have a special meaning?
Yeah, I don't know.
And sell it to me.
Yeah, so the company has come out for some reason and said that it's actually a mashup of three words, durability. It's a party.
I would have said mashup.
It's a three-way party.
Yeah.
It starts with durability and it ends with excellence. And unfortunately, for reliability, reliability finds itself in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah.
That always seems to be the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the most reliable one. Yeah. So no, go again, because I was just laughing through that whole thing.
Durability.
Yeah.
Reliability. Dure. And then excellence.
Excellence.
Durex.
Durability, reliability, and excellence. I mean, they're the big three.
They are the big three, although none of them really sort of have related to any of my experiences over the journey. Not certainly from my side, anyway.
That's because
I'm not bringing
you keep
any
getting
of that.
Those magnums. And you need
See,
more.
I need a service
chop top
to get them.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've never seen the big Black Panthers getting around the Otways and Connawari and all of that. I've never seen them with my own eyes, but I've heard about them.
No, but some would say no one's seen them.
So you don't believe in the big cats?
Oh, I'm just saying the photographs that have been taken may. Who knows? Skeptics would say they've been altered.
Mm.
Well, isn't there a contention that there is also just like a big domestic cat?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like it's just kind of like a big
It's a big cat, and maybe the way the photo's taken, it makes it look like it's a panther off in the distance.
Oh, right.
That's what the skeptics would say, Log.
They would. And some people would say that, no, I've seen it with my own eyes. Mm. There's an article in the Addy today. There's a lady called Amanda, and she said that she was driving her son to footy in Barwon Heads in the early morning. It was pretty dark outside.
Yeah.
And she yelled out to her hubby, "There's a black panther out there." And then he never believed her because she couldn't find it on her way home. And he always calls her crazy now and teases her about it, right? But then after this kind of information dropped recently, a guy called Tony has confessed. He lives in Connawari, and he said, he puts out a big wooden painted Black Panther decoy and he's been doing it for like 15 years.
Wow.
He said, the idea originally came from his then teenage son about 10 years ago. Said, I found my son. He would draw a lot, just making a stencil to cut out wood. And I asked him what he was doing. It was a life-size Black Panther. He went down there and put it on the road, and a lot of people freaked out. And then he said, it's a small joke of ours, moving it around from time to time. Somebody pinched it, so I made another one. Then it happened again. So we're three cutouts in. I've kept it going.
Amazing.
He said that he had a couple of people contact him recently. Someone pulled over the side of the road, and a lady ran in shouting, "Do you have cows? They're being stalked!" Which I think is beautiful, by the way. Yeah, and then his brother said, well, if you come back this afternoon, it's still going to be there. And she said, how embarrassing.
Yeah.
Apparently, he also took the panther to an empty block around grand final day to freak out some Barwon Heads residents. They were picking up coffees and they were kind of looking around like, is that a Black Panther? Or am I just, are my eyes so teared up from Geelong's loss that I cannot see properly?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have moved to Barwon Heads in recent times, so the Otway's panther could legitimately have made the move.
Relocated.
From, well, you're into, you know, exotic animal buying, purchasing, that whole area. I imagine imagine a lot of your mates would do that. Be like, we're moving. Bring the panther.
Bring the macaw.
When Mike Tyson had to get rid of his tiger, you bought it, didn't you?
I tried.
You've got to go to first steer.
So there you go. It's a cutout.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool. Great effort by him.
Yeah.
Sorry, am I missing, like, how realistic does it have to be for you to think it's an actual panther? Like,
well, it looks, it's a black cutout and it's kind of walking through the tree. So it looks, like it looks pretty. There's a photo of it in the attic and you see it from a distance.
Is it believable?
You see it from a distance and you're like, that's like a shadow.
No. If you were driving along, though, and you copped only like a fleeting glimpse, you could easily mistake it. Surely. You go, did I? What? What
I don't that? Think. Did I, just I, don't, see that? I honestly don't think it ticks off every big cat sighting.
That doesn't explain all of
I'm
them.
I'm sure that there are some actual big cats out there.
Mm.
Yeah, well, there's the one legit. The photo one is actually in the Otways, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's hunting, yes. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Now, I possibly should have checked if this job already exists, but I didn't. So let's just move on from that. I've found a new role for somebody, and I'm talking a worldwide type role. You know, obviously Stan, friends of the show, you know, any of the other streaming services would employ somebody to go back and rewatch old episodes of things, cover to cover, and go through them with a fine-tooth comb. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Because the reason why I thought of this, last night, so Dodsy and I are rewatching Suits.
Goodfellas.
No,
Suits.
Yeah, okay. I've only seen a couple of episodes. Is it worth it?
It is. It's good. It does.
It's a bit of a slow burn.
No, it's good. It's great for the first, I'm going to say, three seasons. Yep. Fourth, it slows right down and I lost interest.
Yeah. Yep. Perfect. That is the perfect description. Mm. We're in season four right now, rewatching it, and I'm starting to drift a little bit.
Yeah.
But something piqued my interest last night that was like, whoa, hey, guys, we didn't want to go back and rewrite that little bit or digitally alter that little moment in time.
Oh,
of course, Suits stars Meghan Markle, now Prince Harry's wife. We all know that one. Harvey Specter's the main man. Like, he's the just suave closer at the big law firm in New York City.
Mm.
Here's two I see when it was really good is Mike Ross.
Okay.
So Mike Ross is this brilliant, has an eidetic memory, can just read something memorize it, that sort of thing. Mm. So, and their banter between each other works really well. Anyway, season 4, episode 4 is what we watched last night. Mike Ross is now, he's up and flying. He's got an EA, executive assistant.
Okay.
And they're trying to get a little bit of banter going between Mike and her. Her name's Amy. And he says something about, oh, am I ever going to lose you? Like, you're going to run away and take another job. Amy answers with, oh, well, Epstein's been trying to poach me for ages, so I might just leave. I'm like, we can basically alter anything now using AI. Can we not get rid of that line from the show Suits? So, is there a job out there for somebody who just loves television to go back, rewatch everything and cut out little lines like that that might exist across TV shows or movies?
There's already someone that does that for the President of the United States. I don't know Epstein. I've never been friends with Epstein. Sorry? Yeah, I think Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm not sure. No, delete.
That photo's fake.
Yes.
Of us, that Christmas card, birthday card I wrote. Yes, good point.
Yes.
Good point. Well, we might need somebody to do it for all the TV shows that exist and go, ugh.
Here's an interesting sort of proposition, because should you go back and edit everything to sanitize it for, because you will get people going, woke madness.
Yeah, but there's certain names I reckon you could just get rid of. Like, that could still be a good reference from the time. I don't know who was a big billionaire in New York City at that time. Use
Donald
his name.
Trump.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
Well, what happens, it's like Shark Tank. You're a big prawn, Lingy, bless your heart. And so we dive in and we give you an idea and you choose whether you want to invest. Now, there's been a couple good ideas, a lot of bad ideas, and some that aren't even considered ideas at all. It's just random words thrown together. What will today be when Lingy is actually the prawn that is giving the clams the idea?
All right, here's how it's done. Loggy, are you sick of your phone running out of battery? Your battery quickly going down?
Yes.
Yes, not being able to recharge all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Tom, you love your caps, don't you?
Yeah.
Your hats?
My hat.
Basketball cap?
Yeah.
You know, the flat peaked hats?
Yeah, flat brim one.
Yeah, those sorts of things. You know, the cool kids have like the sticker still left on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that?
Yeah, yeah.
Understand. Now, what if that sticker, that silver sticker that stays on there is in fact a little mini solar panel, which is Bluetooth connected to your phone. So your sticker is receiving rays from the sun, sending a charge to your phone, and you are recharging your telephone on the run anytime you're wearing that cool cap, which looks right up with the latest fashions because it's got the sticker on there.
Started off good.
It did.
It started off like, it looked like he knew what he was talking about.
Mm.
But then he doesn't really know what phones are.
Well, yeah.
And you can it's tell
technology
that.
So you're trying to turn it back on me going, I'm going to go anti-negative Lingy, but you're not listening to the idea.
No, I hear
you're
the idea.
You're not listening to the idea.
I hear the idea.
Do you want your phone charged at all times?
Because if lithium batteries are charged constantly, it reduces the effectiveness of it. So what have you found in your research as far as constant connectivity to a phone?
There is an app within the phone that just switches off the charging.
Okay. Oh, funny.
That's
that.
Good. Yep. That is a good answer to it. So what about the technology of actually getting the electricity or the power from the hat to the phone?
There are already stickers that can have solar capability.
Mm.
Okay.
Between the sticker and the phone, let's say that's a work in progress. This is just an ideas factory, this.
See how much it hurts?
It's an ideas factory.
Okay, it's not, though.
You love the idea,
You've
though,
got to come here with an idea.
Yeah, if you give me enough money, though, I will make that connection between sticker and phone.
Do you know
I'll
what's happened?
Myself in.
He's gone to Science Works and seen that hat that has the fan on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, phones. People love phones. Yeah.
That's right. That's how you develop new technology. Take old tech and turn it into something more
modern. Do you know what? I like you. I'm going to invest.
I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah.
How much you got for me, you two?
I can give you $12.
Okay, I can give you $12.50.
Whoa, okay. There we go. $24.50. Can you work with that?
Oh, I can. It's a good start.
Sold.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.